The Europe Report with Kanan Lipschitz.
Kanan Lipschitz, good afternoon to you. Thank you for being with us again this Wednesday.
Hi, Simon. I love that South African Jews advertise their rabbis as sharp. That's exactly right.
You know, it's funny you pick that up because every time I read that, I think, what are they trying to say about the other rabbis? That they're actually not quite so sharp. I don't know. I think we need to maybe look to redrafting that. But thank you for picking that up, Kanan. Kanan, the other thing that you want to talk to me about today besides a certain rabbi being sharp, and this is a fascinating issue because my understanding, my naive understanding was that the oligarchs, the Jewish community in Russia really supported Putin. But you're saying no. In fact, they're a hell of a divided over the anti-Putin movement. Tell us a little bit about where they stand politically.
So Russian Jews, we're talking about a minority of about 300,000 people. And they're divided along faith lines. They're divided along geographical lines. The people in Moscow don't necessarily have the same interests as the rather sizable population in further east, in the cities of Kazan and Yekaterinburg and certainly in the Far East. And so all these differences are actually being reflected in the attitude of Russian Jews to the protests that are taking place, have been taking place in the recent months in Russia around Navalny, Alexei Navalny, who kind of galvanized the opposition in Russia. And Putin, of course, couldn't allow that to happen. So he had Navalny, who'd already been convicted of trumped-up corruption charges, he had him jailed. And that triggered further protests, and that divided Russian Jews along those lines. So the Chabad rabbis, the people of faith, they're saying, the more traditional crowd are saying, are you crazy? We've just come out of communism where Judaism was oppressed and repressed, and then we had the free-for-all chaos of the Yeltsin years, and finally we have Putin, who whips this country into a certain shape. You may not like that shape, but it's at least in some shape and form. And he's giving us land for synagogues, and he's generally favorable on the Jews. And by the way, that is not being disputed. Putin is on the side of the Jews. And on the other hand, you have people who maybe grew up during Perestroika and had hoped for a different reality. They don't want Russia to slide back into dictatorship. And certainly younger people who see what's going on now because of the internet, they see what's going on in the world, and they don't want to live in some tyranny. And so they're saying, the hell with that. I'm first of all, I'm a Russian citizen, and I want to be a free one. And so they're going out to the street. One of them, I wouldn't say she's a Jewish leader of the protest. She's a leader of the protest who happens to be Jewish, is Lucy Stein. Yeah. And she's a very, very energetic and provocative young woman. She, one of her projects for promoting women's rights was to make a cast iron of her, not iron, but a casting of her breasts. Then hanging them on culturally significant buildings. She likes to pose in very revealing pictures, you know, to kind of stick it to the patriarchy. I'm using her terminology. She's the daughter to a very famous Jewish director, and she's pretty emblematic of this new religion of young Jews who want out of Putin's Russia. Now, it needs to be said also that many are literally coming out of Putin's Russia. About 60,000 have immigrated in the past 5 years alone.
There's two issues I want to raise that you spoke about this afternoon. You mentioned a figure of 300,000 Jews in Russia only. Is that seriously the number of Jews that are left in the what was the USSR?
As always, it heavily depends on who's doing the counting. So the official number for by the Russian Jewish Congress is 250,000. Wow. Chabad has stricter parameters for who who can be considered Jewish. They say only 150,000, and others still say 300,000. So not to exclude anyone, yeah, probably 300,000.
But that's incredible, because it was in the millions once upon a time. I mean, the other thing I just wanted to comment on listening to you talk this afternoon is how there almost seems to be a Jewish characteristic of voting against one's own self-interest, because we move over to the USA and we look at Trump, who could arguably be called the most pro-Jewish, pro-Israel president of all time, could never get a majority of Jews to vote for him. So interestingly, in another context, it's almost as if the same thing is happening in Russia.
Right. But the 2 points you raised, Simon, are interlinked, because the people who are likeliest to consider themselves first Jewish and then Russian have already left. And those who remain are likelier, I'm speaking out of a common sense position here, I don't have data, but it seems to me that they are likelier to first self-identify as Russian, because they've decided that despite the hardship, despite the opportunities of the West, their lives are there in a dwindling, dying Jewish community.
Absolutely fascinating. Thank you for a really interesting insight into a community we actually know so very little about, and a significant one at that. Kanan Lipschitz, really, thank you for your input this afternoon.
Thanks a lot.